It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
Wait a minute. Like my last salsa director used to say, if you're slowing down...
No.
Baila conmigo on Fiesta Friday.
I'm not dancing.
There you go. Step.
Alex, I am being tortured in here. I need you to call the National Guard. Call Casey Light, our program director.
We are killing Big Fuzz.
Call anybody to send in some help. In between, during the breaks, all Darren is doing is just like pulling up weird, random Mexican music. It's killing
Latino
me.
Latino music. Oh, man.
Whatever.
It's not, well.
Spanish, Mexican, whatever. It's all this weird, he's torturing me with it. He's killing me.
Tickle.
You know, I feel like.
I'm tickling you with lumbata.
You're tickling me with that. Okay. Please don't tickle me.
Tickle me with the lumbata.
With that. I feel like you're being very closed-minded about Fiesta Friday music. Because there are a lot, like, it feels like you only think Hispanics have Fiesta.
Latinos,
Hispanics, whatever.
Oh, yeah, all of them, but Latinos.
Only are the only ones that have Fiesta Friday music. You know what? I'll bet they have great German Fiesta Friday music. I'll bet the Germans have amazingly fun Fiesta Friday party music. Same with like the Swiss and the Russians.
Why don't we ever play them? My favorite German comedian. He said, you know, everyone makes a joke saying the Germans are so stiff and so rigid, but that's not. We have a wonderful sense of humor. So let's go. Joke number one. I have ways of making you laugh.
It's like, tell somebody you love them, but yell it really loud and in German so you scare them.
I love you.
I'm just fighting Tigenhogen.
So this is what we're doing because we're listening. We're kind of feeling kind of mad because the Rockies, listen, the Rockies are kicking people's butts.
They are. But they can't seem to get the Reds out. It's the bottom part of the ninth inning. It's 12
to
6.
They scored two more. The Rockies scored two more.
I know they did. They did, but they just can't seem to get. I don't even want to. I understand.
Would the Rockies get more? Answer me this. Would the Rockies get more attention if they were beating the Reds 12-1 as opposed to 12-6?
12-1.
The same thing happened in Minnesota where they went out and they ended up winning like 9-6, even though it was, you know, it could have been 9-1.
Right.
So, you know, it seems to me that when you see like 9-6, we're like, oh, well, the pitching's not so great or this, that, and the other thing. But what it doesn't talk about is it talks about, you know, all these stats we were speaking about earlier,
mm-hmm.
where you were 22-0 when you take a lead after the sixth inning. And you are 20-5 when you get the lead first.
You score first. Same thing.
Listen, if you want to make it shorter and more concise and more understandable, I mean, that's the way you should say it. But I don't.
No. Please feel free to be as convoluted as possible. Let's take that sentence and be like, the Rockies are 22-5 when they're up to bat, they hit the ball farther than the other people and cross the plate before the other team does at any point during the game.
Makes perfect sense to me.
Right? It all makes sense. Absolutely. It's just, it's a more flamboyant way of saying it. Or you could just say score first. You're torturing
not...
me with this music, so I am now mocking you openly.
No, that's fine. Listen, I get mocked every 15-second Darren Copeland experience that come by. I mean, heck, if you want to listen to it, you might as well listen to all the crazy... Can you listen to all, like, the crazy...
We got the craziest stuff up there.
Like, you know, all the ridiculous...
I've missed some of the promos.
All the promos.
I've heard a couple of them.
Can we listen to some of the promos that we have?
You want to listen to some of them?
Yes.
We don't have to listen to it now. We just heard one.
Okay, but that one's a long time ago. I'm much...
Like right now?
Better than...
He's like right now?
Well, maybe not right now, but I wanted to hear the one.
Which one?
About the guy.
Okay, play the one about the guy, Alex. Otherwise, he's going to pout.
I'm not going to pout.
If we can
it's
find
Fiesta
the one.
Friday.
We can find the one about the guy. I'm just saying, we could probably find some really upbeat German music.
I'm sure.
and really upbeat. You know, he did play that Friday song. I kind of liked it. Kind of fun and upbeat. Friday.
You've heard it once, and you're going to sing it? We should sing that.
See, now that, to me, is a much more catchy tune. That song's going to stick with me more than El Rey Okino.
The El Rey Eo.
Eo. El Rey Eo. I've already forgotten that tune. But Friday. Friday.
It's a
mashup.
It's a single duel. A music duel.
So I have a question.
Okay.
Real quick. Because in the next hour, I do want to kind of talk about boxing and MMA.
Okay.
We don't have to spend a whole lot of time on it. I wanted to just go over it because there's that big fight that's coming up.
The big fight that's coming up.
Well, they finally got, we don't want to talk about it right now, but okay. There's a big fight coming up, hopefully.
There's been two huge fights that just happened.
Right, yes, which no one cares about here. I mean, unless you're a boxing fan, no one cared about those guys. You know why? No Americans in it. And it wasn't heavyweight.
The first one was heavyweight. The second one, yeah. There was the one between the English guy and the German. Yeah. Or not the German, the Russian.
Yeah, no Americans, no one cared.
But that was heavyweight.
Okay. And then the other one, Comey, somebody or other. I don't know.
Canelo Alvarez.
There you go. That's the one.
And Cesar Chavez Jr. Like only the two greatest names in boxing in Mexican history.
Yeah. Again, no Americans, no one cared. And isn't it like flyweight division or something? Like they each weigh
80 middleweight.
Pounds?
No, middleweight.
120 pounds.
Both those guys would rough you and me up.
Dude, I can mock them now because they're not here. If I met them in person, I would be like, yes, sir. How are you?
Can I get you a water?
Yes, because they would kill me.
Yes.
But I'm just saying, no one really paid attention to it here. But there's another fight coming up that people will pay attention to because it involves an American fighter, one of the best of all time, and an MMA fighter.
See, I'm not interested in that fight.
Oh, I am. I think a lot. I'm fascinated. And I'll tell you why in the
next
interested, hour.
I'm interested in the pregame. Like, I'm interested in the pre-match stuff because that's going to be awesome.
So Muhammad Ali, actually, I was watching a thing on Muhammad Ali.
He fought yesterday. He fought a Japanese guy.
Fought a sumo wrestler.
It was terrible.
Got almost, yeah.
Well, not the sumo wrestler.
He fought a sumo wrestler.
No, he fought it. Well, he fought it.
Fought a sumo wrestler.
And then he fought a guy who was like a martial arts guy who was just on his back kicking him the whole time.
Pretty much, yeah. So, I mean, but that kind of got me thinking about what I want to talk about. But before we go there, I have a question because...
Okay, I've got an answer.
We weren't watching... Well, when I came in before the show, we had the basketball game on.
Yeah.
Celtics
Cavaliers. barely were edged out by the Cavaliers by 40.
I think they were down
40.
By 50 at halftime. I mean, it was ridiculous. Something ridiculous. Because, I mean, you know, the Cavaliers have purchased all the talent and stocked another team because LePunk can't win on his own.
You know, it makes me smile, just your amount of just visceral venom.
Oh,
it makes me laugh.
But everyone in the world is just like, oh, we love this guy. The Cavaliers are just okay. And then at the same time, everyone hates the Warriors. I love the Warriors. They play basketball the way I remember basketball being played by
the
Lakers.
They're from Oakland, man.
I don't care. Well, actually, they're San Francisco.
They're all Raiders fans.
They're Golden Bay.
They're all Raiders fans.
Yeah, I don't.
You're rooting for the Raiders.
I'm not rooting for the Raiders, no.
Raider.
And besides, they've moved to Vegas. They're the Raiders.
They
now.
Got two more years.
Yeah, maybe three, because their stadium.
Did you just say the Las Vaders?
I said the Los Vaders.
Las Vaders.
Las Vaders. Yeah. They ought to change the name to Las Vaders.
Like it.
Yeah. If I were them, I'd change it to Las Vaders. It'd be awesome. And if they put instead of the pirate thing on the side, they could literally have Darth Vader's helmet.
Or they could just have like some drunk passed out in the street with no money.
There you go. That too. Or they could just put a picture of the girl dancing at 5 o'clock over at Strip-a-Lot on the side of their helmets.
Or they could have a picture of one of those dudes that's like snapping the cards at you, like snap, 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 snap.
But I don't. So you like LeBron and you like Cleveland.
I just think that LeBron. I think that we are watching. I wasn't a big like. I was never a big Michael Jordan fan.
That's fine.
You know, but what we're seeing here is I just think. When you see a guy go to six straight finals with two different teams, and however he got there, he managed to do it. And I think it's something that we haven't seen. Maybe not, you know. And we're living through it. For him to go through,
I'm watching it. It doesn't seem like anything special.
Well, what he's doing here against
but the Celtics are terrible.
The Celtics were the number one seed.
Yeah, but because Cleveland chose to not play and gave it to them.
Okay.
Because they didn't want to face Washington.
Okay.
Washington couldn't get past the Celtics, but Washington would have been a better matchup against the Cleveland Cavaliers. They could have at least rebounded, but the Celtics are terrible. I mean, terrible. Plus, it's the Eastern Conference. No one can play basketball in the Eastern Conference except Cleveland. But I don't understand this, like, this hatred that people have for the Warriors. I love these guys. I'm just curious, because you probably aren't a big fan of the Warriors either. I don't find them arrogant. I don't find them anything other than just a beautiful team to watch.
Well, you know, Green kicks people in nuts.
He hasn't really done that this year. I mean, yeah. He's kind of not done that this year.
Okay. I like JaVale McGee.
I like JaVale. I love Steph Curry. I kind of like Steph Curry when he came and drove a stake to the heart of the Nuggets.
No, not at all.
I just wanted to ask that question because I don't
understand.
Here's
your German Fiesta Fridays.
Thank you. Excellent. Ein Schweinen Huden means I love you.
I don't think that means what you think it means.
It's Darren Copeland. We'll have more of whatever that was coming up. We'll be right back.